Hello.
Hey, may I speak to Ms. Bannister?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, this is Tanisha calling you back with, excuse me, Roadside Assistance. You have like $33 and.
I can't hear you.
Okay, you can hear me now?
A little bit, it sounds like you're like whispering a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so you have a $33 and I want to say 35-cent overcharge. You'll be charged for $33 and 37 cents.
Say it again.
You'll be charged with $33 and I think 35 cents or 85, one of them.
Why?
Because you went over your mile by seven. You went over by 7 miles.
But didn't I ask y'all beforehand?
Yeah, that was me you talked to. It didn't say it until after I got ready to submit it.
You at who?
You spoke with me. It didn't tell me until after I submitted it.
Even though the previous representative before you, they didn't say that either. So why would they wait for the car? I was told to say something like that.
I don't know, but you went over. I know the reason why you paying it. Oh, it's $33.41. The reason why you paying it is because you went over your mile by seven. But they pay, your insurance is paying the $146.69.
Mhm. And so when I gotta pay the 33?
The 33.41 you pay it to the tow person.
Uh-huh.
You pay it to Joseph, which is the tow person.
I pay it to the tow driver?
Mhm. You pay it to Joseph.
I'm not there with him.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
That's why we asked that beforehand. You asked me if somebody ride with him and I told you no.
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Uh-huh. So basically I'm not with him. That's what, and before I got the phone with you, I made sure I asked you everything is good. You said yeah. That's what y'all told me.
Correct.
I'm not even there and I'm nowhere near him right now. I'm still where the car was towed from. And we're waiting to go home right now and she's at work, so I don't go home until another 2 hours right now.
Okay.
But he got our car and our car keys, so now it's a problem.
Yes, ma'am.
And y'all didn't communicate that with nobody, so now I don't know what y'all want me to do.
I do apologize. Yeah, because it wasn't even in the last one, it was a quote, but they didn't tell you all.
Okay. So what would y'all like me to do?
Ma'am?
Can't go anywhere. What would y'all like me to do?
Okay,
it's
I
not
can...
on me at this point.
Yes, ma'am. I can call and ask him, is it another form of way that it can be paid?
Or y'all going to have to speak with a manager, and y'all going to have to pay it at this point because y'all told me no. I could have paid him while he was here. Y'all said that everything was covered, and there was two representatives that said it was covered. I gave you the address so you can look at it and see if it was covered. Before you got the phone, me, I asked you again.
Mm-hmm.
You said, all right, have a great day. I said, now, you sure everything is covered? You was like,
and
oh, no, everything covered. Even your, and you said even your after charge is covered.
Yes,
so
if that's the case,
y'all calling me now trying to make me pay him $33. Well, $33 is not a problem, but y'all said it was going to be covered for. Now, y'all trying to figure out how to make ways, and he's in our car with our car keys. So now I need you to reach out to your manager because this is not between me and him no more. This is between y'all. Y'all told me this physically. There's two different representatives told me the same thing. Y'all let him leave in the car, and then y'all call me back trying to say it's a payment. That's not even the right way to do business. Come on, man. Let's be logical about it.
Correct. You're telling the truth.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's why I say I don't know if you want to reach out to your manager real quick. And do a warm transfer or whatever you need to do to figure out how y'all would get him situated because he got our call.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, I will give you back a call.
Okay. And
okay.
I'm going to have to head there now because now I'm worried because clearly he needs to be paid and he still got the call and the car keys.
Yes, ma'am.
So you need to call him and make sure everything is good and try to call your manager and then from there we just have to figure out how we're going to get home real quick.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.